Thank you very much. Before I will start my presentation on digital archiving of databases, I would like to introduce you very briefly, really very briefly, to Swiss Federal Archives and my team. The Swiss Federal Archives is the Confederation Service and Competence Center for Sustainable Information Management. Our role is defined in the Federal Act of Archives. I am a member of Executive Board of Swiss Federal Archives and Head of Information Preservation Division. What are the responsibilities of my team? The most important and different, perhaps, thing is that we advise and control records management in the federal offices, the parliament and all agencies, federal agencies. We create guidelines, further instructions and standards related to records management, keeping records, transferring and preserve them at the Swiss Federal Archive. We archive all documents via a well-defined standardized archiving process. We are online with digital archiving since 2009. We have already 14 terabytes digitally born documents and data, and we have preserved more than 30 databases. The terms digital archiving and digital archiving process stand for complete process, from pre-archiving advisory services to the dissemination of the archive records and data. This includes all actions and processes necessary to keep digital documents and data safe and accessible for the long term. In my presentation, I would like to focus only on the three first steps of digital archiving, three steps of INGES: appraisal, selection of data and documents for delivery to the SFA, and creation of the submission. The Swiss Federal Archives and the Federal Office decide jointly which documents and data are to be archived. Archive-worthy documents and data are selected on the basis of the systematic appraisal. Wherever possible, this should be created, this should be carried out proactively before the documents or data are actually created, based on an indexing and classification systems. Organizations frequently hold vital administrative and scientific data in relational databases. Usually, databases are used to process tasks of growing complexity, or because multiple tasks could be processed at the same time, or why multiple users or even agencies could have access to the system. Keeping this information accessible and interpretable for the future is critical. For this reason, more detailed analysis is necessary. When we talk about the information within the database, we investigate the tables and their data. If we are interested in activities, we explore functionalities and queries. If you are interested in processes, we have to deal with whole application. For the appraisal, we have created a standardized questionnaire. This questionnaire covers specific know-how of about the system, about the content, purpose of the system, and about the data. For the appraisal, we have created, for the appraisal, it is very important to focus on content and information form and not fix on technical means. The appraisal should be media independently. Nevertheless, when we work on digital archiving, we must think ahead about the possibilities for submission. The bridge between appraisal and submission forms the archiving concept. The archiving concept includes not only appraisal decision, but also all the notes necessary for the submission. For example, a list of additional documents, the context information about the database. The SFI provides a statement of requirements for the documentation of the database. To identify documents for delivery to the archives. We ask, for example, where data is stored until archiving, which changes and modification of data have to be traceable on a long-term basis, and how can this be achieved? Do you have historization, change logs? Which data have to be deleted? When and how? The SFI is able to preserve digital records and data safely and have defined in what form the records and data have to be submitted. The specification of all these requirements is contained in the documentation specification submission information package, SIP, with the related appendix, data dictionary submission information package and XID version XML scale schema. The specification SIP is the front door to the digital archive of the SFA. It contains all requirements to the realization, for the realization of the SIP to submit digital documents or data. It means design, structure, content, and file formats. Digital documents and data are archived in a limited number of well-specified, standardized, published file formats. For this reason, the documentation, the text file, should be covered into the PDFA, images into the TIFF, and databases into a CIAP format. The preparation of digital documents and data is the agency's responsibility, and the conversion into archivable file formats being a considerable part of this task. The SFA has developed two tools to support the submission. CIAD Suite to create archivable database format and package handler to create SIP. The digital documents are transferred and stored and disseminated in the SFA as an information package. This always consists of primary data and metadata. Primary data are the information produced directly by the agency during their core activities, such as databases and their context data, additional documentation, whereas metadata information about the primary data, information that describe the primary data in more detail. The grouping of primary data and metadata in a single data package enhances the information content in this data package considerably, since the documents are now carrying their descriptive context with them. And what is CIAD? CIAD means the databases, relational databases, archiving of databases, and software-independent archiving of databases. CIAD focus are relational databases. Of course, there are another types like hierarchical network, object-oriented databases. Normally, they don't support SQL queries and are not being used in federal authorities in Switzerland. When you talk about archiving relational databases, you focus on retain relation and retain context. There are, of course, another further requirements in Switzerland. For example, no code in the fields, no encryption content, and suitable content should be also in archivable format. To ensure that existing data will be acceptable in the future, using open, publish, and standardized file formats is key. Yet until recently, preserving relational databases for long term was virtually impossible due to a lack of standards. The Swiss Federal Archives has found a twofold solution. First, it developed a CIAD format, an open, published, and standardized archiving format for relational databases. Secondly, it provides a set of software tools, CIAD Suite, to convert databases into the CIAD format. CIAD format and CIAD Suite offer a unique archivable solution to preserve and access databases' content, including metadata and relations over the long term. A single file accommodates a collection of files in a hierarchical structure. ZIP was chosen as a container. Its databases can be very large. A 64-bit version of ZIP was necessary as had been developed. The SIAD format, as well as the SIAD suite software, are based on international accepted standards such as XML, Unicode, and SQL 1999. They therefore guarantee a much longer lifespan for databases content than any non-standardized proprietary format. Primary data is stored in the content folder in an XML format. For each database's table, SIAD will generate automatically a separate XML files. SIAD Edit on the right side allows for creation of a SIAD archive, editing metadata, navigation and primary data. SIAD FromDB extracts structures and data from a database and saves it in a SIAD archive, SIAD file. SIAD FromDB is a migration tool. It converts databases from three of the most widespread databases systems, Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, and Microsoft Access, into a file in the archivable SIAD format. This file is an uncompressed zip folder carrying the file name's extension .siad. It consists of an XML file for content of every database's table and of single XML file for the metadata. SIAD2DB uploads a SIAD archive in a database. SIAD2DB enables users to load SIAD file into any of the supported databases system, Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, or Microsoft Access. For instance, it is possible to convert an Oracle database into the SIAD file and then upload the SIAD file into a new Microsoft SQL Server database. Thus, more complex searches within the archived primary database's content can be conducted. SIAD suite is platform independent, runs in Java environment, Windows, Linux, Mac. SIAD suite can be started directly from a USB stick or installed in one mouse click. SIAD suite is a freeware. There are over 150 downloads over the world. As mentioned now here, SIAD format is official format not only in Switzerland but also recommended and called official standards in National Archives of France, National Archives of Germany and of Canada. Here you can see the groups using SIAD format. They are not only an archives, but also companies, even IT companies, universities, foundation, NGO, public service, and so on. Conclusion. Very shortly, relational databases can be preserved. And the second sentence in my conclusion is save your databases with SIAD format and SIAD suite. On SFI websites, you will find order form for SIAD suite, SIAD format documents, FIQ, and SIAD fact sheets. As we are National Archives of Switzerland, all information are available in German, French, and Italian, and of course in English. Thank you very much.